With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Local organizers with Northern Lights Indivisible offered training this past weekend on how to safely observe immigration and customs enforcement officers. It was in response to the ICE operations in Minneapolis in recent weeks. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Northern Lights Indivisible is a local chapter of a national organization that organizer Pat O'Grady says is working locally to strengthen community.
The ideas are what's important. Any idea that pushes our community toward a more inclusive, welcoming environment for people is what we're striving for.
In response to the ICE operations in Minneapolis and the two shooting deaths of U.S. citizens by federal agents, O'Grady says Northern Lights began organizing a Preparing for ICE in the Northwoods training session.
It's probably unlikely that it'll ever come to Rhinelander. We're a small community. We're in the middle of nowhere, essentially. But in case it does, I think I'd rather be prepared than to suddenly wake up and realize they're here and we don't have any preparation in place.
O'Grady says they had 100 people sign up within 2 days, with another 50 or so on a waiting list. The training held this past Saturday in Rhinelander was focused on what observers can do legally, as well as how to de-escalate situations.
De-escalation is so important that we learn how to control ourselves first, and then we try to control what our little unit is, to try to calm everyone down a bit, take a step back, and get control of the situation.
Similar training sessions have been held in recent weeks all across the country. O'Grady says it's about safety and accountability, with the goal of recording, not interfering.
We don't get involved in the detainment. What we do is try to protect the people surrounding so they don't get involved, but all the actions are recorded. That way we can make sure that the laws are being followed. And if this should ever come to trial, we do have visual evidence and it's filed in perpetuity.
O'Grady says they've been invited to other local communities to hold additional training sessions. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The roughly 40 million Americans who get drinking water from wells are at particular risk when harmful forever chemicals contaminate the supply. Odorless and colorless, the chemicals known collectively as PFAS are linked to increased risk of certain cancers. While water from a utility will be forced to meet federal PFAS limits, those limits will not apply to private wells, and well owners are often the last to learn about contamination. At least 20 states do not test private wells beyond areas where PFAS problems are suspected. When a well is tainted, it can take homeowners years to find a new source of clean water. Forever chemicals get their name because they resist breaking down, whether in well water or the environment. In the human body, they accumulate in the liver, kidneys, and blood. Research has linked them to an increased risk of certain cancers and developmental delays in children. Government estimates suggest as much as half of the U.S. households have some levels of PFAS in their water, whether it comes from a private well or a tap. Wisconsin bear hunters will see more opportunities to get a license this year statewide, but numbers will be similar to last year in the north. The Natural Resources Board approved recommendations that included over 15,000 licenses statewide. DNR large carnivore specialist Randy Johnson spoke to the board.
Overall, the harvest target this year, what we're recommending is a slight bump from last year, but the big change here is in the number of licenses. You know, over 15,000 licenses would be the most we've ever issued. Again, most of that increase is in the southern part of the state where there's low success rates, allowing us to provide this opportunity and hopefully will result in a little bit higher harvest in some of those zones to help us level off some of that population growth.
In zones A and B in northern Wisconsin, harvest recommendations and license numbers will remain about even with last year. Wait times to get a license in the north can be as much as 10 years. Last year, 3,724 bears were harvested in Wisconsin, which Johnson said was a bit below average. The new Dietary Guidelines for Americans endorses whole-fat dairy products, ending a long-standing recommendation that consumers should opt for low- and non-fat alternatives. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, nutrition experts say the science behind which fat option is healthiest is a little less clear-cut.
Saturated fat is known to raise a person's cholesterol level and increase their risk of heart disease. That's why nutritionists have recommended low and non-fat dairy products for decades. But in recent years, a growing number of studies have found people who consume whole milk and full-fat yogurt are not more likely to develop heart disease. Sander Kirsten is director of the Division of Nutritional Sciences at Cornell University. He says so far, researchers can't explain why these products are different than other sources of saturated fat.
This is such a complex subject, and you can weigh the evidence very differently.
That's why he thinks sticking mostly to low-fat dairy is still the healthiest choice. And he worries the change in the dietary guidelines has been influenced more by pro-dairy interest groups than scientific evidence. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
Trial began this week for the man accused of a Halloween shooting in Wisconsin Rapids. Mike Leishner reports.
Randall Harris Jr. is accused of killing his father, 56-year-old Randall Harris Sr., during an argument on October 31st. Investigators say the 34-year-old Harris Jr. shot and stabbed Harris Sr. multiple times, then left the home. He was arrested near the scene without incident, and investigators say there were others in the home that had been injured in the argument. Court records show that the jury was seated and opening statements were made on Monday, with a trial expected to last through Wednesday, February 11th.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.